focusing on this idea of Sachlam Avinu Kichatan, forgive us our Father because we have sinned. And that word ki is clearly a key word over here, because the operative word. We want forgiveness because we've sinned. Obviously, surely. So it says the Kesa Nahira. No. Pshat is, when a person says, I didn't sin, I didn't do anything, they don't own it, so they own up. So Pasuk says, "Hidni nishpata itcha al imra imcha lechatasi." I'm going to judge you because you said you didn't sin. And furthermore, the Pasuk says, "Mechase pshav leyatzliach." A person who tries to cover up their sins won't succeed because they ultimately don't believe that Hashem is fully aware of everything they do. Anything Hashem can hide, they can hide from Hashem. Misasa ish b'mistarim. A person can hide away and not be seen by Hashem. They think that Hashem is not all-seeing, all-knowing, all-conscious. So what do we say? Zachlanu Avinu. Forgive us, our Father, because we totally own it. We admit that kichatanu. Were we not to have admitted, were we to have denied, they wouldn't have the right to ask for slicha. It's dafka because we are able to own it, to admit, to say when we messed up, that we ask Hashem to forgive us. Hashem, see, we're being honest, we're being authentic. We're not trying to cover ourselves, we're not trying to cover our tracks, and we're certainly not trying to pretend that you don't know and you don't see. Zachran avinu kichatan. Now, Tanya explains, look at the Torah. Is that we are humbling ourselves in front of Hashem by admitting and owning it. We're humbling ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we understand that our avirus create a gap, create a barrier between us and Hashem. And therefore, by owning it and admitting it, that humility of being able to beg for forgiveness, is itself a schus. And pushing ourselves to do that brings us closer to Hashem. Rather than living in denial might feel comfortable, but ultimately we're detached from reality. So here we're engaging with the reality of the consequences of our actions. We say, Hashem, we know what we did. And as a result of that, we ask you for slicha. This is such an important part of the tshuva process. It's coming to the recognition. Not trying to pass the buck. Not trying to make excuses. Rather, ma'ida v'ayza v'yurucham. When a person admits, owns it, then ceases and desists. That's what Hashem forgives. Hashem doesn't want us to be inauthentic and to be living a lie. Eslach lana avinu, kichatanu. That word ki really is the key word.